Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. I think it's fair to say that if you're involved in medical sales or any other type of sales, that from time to time you run into customers that you really don't like running into. Why is that? Chances are they're not nice people. Now, we've talked before that in the medical sales environment, we have a lot of highly trained, highly intelligent people with very big necessary egos. The ego, while it gets in the way sometimes, is necessary if you work in medicine in order to treat patients and take care of them. But sometimes these people can be a little gruff, maybe a little short-tempered. And some of them are just downright nasty. So how do a lot of medical sales professionals deal with it? They deal with it in all kinds of ways. But one of the most common ways is that if you're not doing business with these customers, you tend to avoid them. I mean, it's almost intuitive. Why would you want to spend time with someone who is nasty, who even insults you and never buys from you? So how do you deal with these people? And if you're a sales manager and you have salespeople who aren't selling to them, what do you do? This is a problem. In my own career, I had one customer. I'm going to call this customer Dr. T. Dr. T did not like me. I know that's hard for so many of you to imagine, someone not liking Mace. Just kidding. There's probably a fair share of those people out there, and that's okay. It's okay for people not to like me. It's okay for people not to like you. That's just part of life. But Dr. T did not like me, and he didn't try to hide it. Now, why didn't Dr. T like me? The main reason Dr. T did not like me is because I was in a category of people that Dr. T did not care for. Dr. T did not like New Yorkers. He'd lived down in Florida his entire life, and he thought that New Yorkers were the bane of existence in Florida, having to deal with all these Yankees. That's fine. He's entitled to his opinion. But he didn't like the fact that I was a former New Yorker and that many of the other doctors that I called on and had good relationships were also former New Yorkers. So he lumped me into this category. He hated New Yorkers. Let me be honest with you. He hated them. So when I first called on Dr. T, he made a comment along the lines of, you know, Mace, you can't just come in here and give me all kinds of information about your products. I'm not just another one of those stupid New Yorkers that you call on who believe everything that you tell them. So, Mace, I think you're pretty much wasting your time with me because I'm really not interested in what you have to say. And he just stood up from his desk and walked away from me. I also had several other encounters with him because he was using some of the products that my company made. And he was actually using them incorrectly. And when I tried to in-service him on the right way to use a particular product, again, he said, Mace, you got to understand, I'm the smartest surgeon in the hospital. I'm not one of those New York guys that you're calling on. You can't tell me how to do things. Now, your product is defective. Essentially, he was not open to any kind of communication, just a very, very difficult guy. So I made up my mind I wasn't going to call on him anymore. From time to time, Dr. T would call and request really outdated systems. I mean, equipment that hadn't been used in 15 years, and I would have to try and round it up for him. Sometimes I could, sometimes I couldn't. One time I could not. I tried everywhere, and I couldn't get him the particular system he was looking for. Well, he called my company directly, and he said, I need to tell you that your boy down here in Florida, that Mace guy, he's not calling on me, and he's not helping me to take care of my patients. So I get a call from my manager, who just got a call from the area vice president, saying, why isn't Mace calling on doctors in his territory who are board certified to use our products? And basically my manager said, Mace, I don't care if you hate the guy, you got to call on him. I said, but he doesn't want to see me. He won't even give me time to come into his office. He said, Mace, just keep going to his office. We don't ever want him to call the company again and say that Mace isn't calling on him. So I really had to adjust my temper and my whole mindset regarding Dr. T and put it in a positive perspective because I just dreaded calling on this guy. I'd get red in the face. I'd get angry and he'd get angry. And it was like mixing oil and water. So what I did was I decided to adopt the mindset that there was no harm that could come out of me calling on Dr. T. In other words, it didn't matter what I tried to sell him, what I tried to say, The main thing was that I showed up at his door or saw him in the hospital on a regular basis so that he could never say Mace was not calling on me. I concluded that as long as I was respectful to Dr. T, as a doctor, as one of my customers, that I could pretty much push the limit on any product, on approaching him, on discussing anything relative to his practice and my products, without any consequence, as long as I was respectful. So I looked for opportunities to present products to Dr. T. If I saw him in the hospital, I'd immediately run up to him and say hello. I was always greeting him, and I could tell by the look on his face, I was one person he really did not want talking to him. But I had nothing to lose. Nothing. I didn't have any business with him, so to speak, just the occasional antiquated business that I mentioned earlier. And there were some other systems that were in place on the shelf in the hospital that were made by my company, which he had to use because it was the only option at the hospital. But other than that, I really had nothing to lose with him. So I called on him at every opportunity. Every 2 to 3 weeks, I was at his office trying to get in to see him. And sometimes he would let me in, sometimes he wouldn't, but he knew that I was there. You see, what Dr. T became for me was the customer to practice my presentations on. I had nothing to lose. Anytime I had a new product and I was going to go out and give a presentation, I had an opportunity to take it to somebody where no matter what happened, there was no real consequence because I knew he didn't want to use it anyway. But I would always make my best effort to sell him something. To be honest with you, Dr. T never switched to one of my products or used my products or said, Mace, I'd like to evaluate this. Let's give it a try. Thanks for calling on me. In fact, most of the time he would say something along the lines such as, Mace, do you think you could just come up to me and talk to me about your products? You and I are not friends. I don't like you. You and I are never going to get along. These are the kinds of things he would say to me. Remarkably, it did have a positive effect because I would get new products into the hospital and I would let Dr. T know that they were on the shelf in the hospital. So sometimes when he was doing a case on the weekend or in the evening, he would realize that they had something that was there that could help him out because I told him about it. So there was some business benefit out of doing this. The bottom line was, I used to dread it anytime Dr. T's office would be calling and I needed to go and meet with him because I knew he didn't like me and he just made the meeting so unpleasant. What this mindset did for me was it allowed me to take control of my own feelings and my own purpose. My job was to let him know what products I had available to help him help his patients. And as long as I did that when I was with Dr. T, I was doing my job. He had the choice to say yes to my product or no to my product. But I told myself, and pretty much my company told me, was that I did not have the right to not call on him because I didn't like him or he didn't like me. It actually made my presentation so much better because there was not a more difficult customer in my territory than Dr. T. So how does all this apply to you? If you have those customers that you don't like and you've been trying to avoid, make it a priority to see them on a regular basis. Number one, it will shift the relationship that you have with them in your own mind. You will stop seeing them as an adversarial customer and just see them as a customer. Because the reality is, not every one of your customers or prospects is going to buy from you. But don't let the doomsday customers, the negative customers, the nasty customers, don't let them ruin your day. Just do your job and have fun with them. Remember, if you always treat the customer with respect and you always represent your products professionally, no harm can come to you. In fact, the worst that will happen is they won't buy from you. The best that will happen is they will use some of your products and you will know that you are doing your job by calling on them to help them take care of their patients, which is why we do what we do. One of the best pieces of sales advice that I ever received was from my late uncle, Arthur Rose. Arthur Rose was a textile salesman throughout the South for over 40 years. And one day I was sharing a story with him about Dr. T and how mean and nasty he was and how I just avoided customers like that. And he said, Mace, let me tell you something. Anytime you're dealing with a customer like Dr. T, someone who's mean and nasty and mistreats you, sell them something. The only way you win when you're in sales is not by avoiding your customers or trying to punish your customers. You only win when you sell them something. That was good advice, and I always kept it in the back of my mind for the rest of my career. I have a 45-minute to 1-hour keynote presentation which addresses many of the problems, such as the one we just discussed, when dealing with difficult customers. In fact, the title of the presentation is Indignant Doctors and Nasty Nurses Dealing with a Difficult Healthcare Customer. I address dealing with egos, unhappy customers, angry customers, even customers who sometimes get physically confrontational. That has actually happened in this industry, and we talk about ways to avoid it and ways to deal with it when it happens. And this presentation is full of many stories, a lot of humor, but more important than anything else, it's full of practical tips to help deal with those customers who sometimes get in the way of producing the sales results that we want to produce. So if you're interested in discussing that with me, give me a call at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. And I want to thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have a question or topic that you would like for me to address in an upcoming podcast, please email it to me at mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And as you put your best sales effort forward today, remember to stay focused on the customer and the patient, because nothing is more important than the patient and good patient outcomes. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.